Is it me?
Is it you?
Who knows?
It's you!
Can you guess who with a mystery?
Does your person wear a hat?
No.
You're history.
But I'm still here.
Can you guess who?
Does your person have a beard?
Uh-huh.
You're out of here.
Can you guess who? Do you have a clue?
Does your person wear glasses?
Yes.
I'm gone.
Me too.
Can you guess who?
Not you, are you? You're Sam.
You win.
Let's play again.
Can you guess who?
Guess who?
Good evening, everyone. This is Nerds on the Rocks podcast number 162.
Oh, my God. It sounds like a Sunday night, like, show on, like, the Playboy Channel on Sirius Satellite.
I mean, it's Justin, and today we are going to...
But like, I didn't have Sirius Satellite. My Sunday night show was on the Playboy Channel. It sounded like...
Right, we are going to be doing Back of the Box Theater. Let's meet our contestants. First up, we have Sam the Man Neil.
It'll work.
We've got the Earlest of Earls. Pearl.
That is such a girl's name.
And you've got Sean the Pawn Dickinson.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh.
Okay, so Justin's not going to do a nickname.
I'm having fun.
Oh, I guess it's a good time as any to say, damn it, Justin.
Totally. All right, so here's how this works, people. In front of me, I have many boxes of games with descriptions on the back of them. I'm going to read the descriptions. You will each have 3 guesses to figure out which game I'm talking about. After the first incorrect guess, I'm going to tell you what year the game came out. That is the only hint that you will receive. You ready?
No. What?
Dick.
Every time somebody asks that question, it's going to be the same thing.
All right. Here's the first game.
Who's up first? You should probably say that.
Oh, yeah. So the order that we're going in is Sam, Earl, then Sean. All right?
Okay.
Game number 1. America. Wait. What?
Man, is what part of the
America?
I thought you were gonna hold on. I thought you were gonna read the back of the box.
Yeah, I said what? I mean, wait.
Okay, time out. Is what part of the phrase?
No.
Are you gonna read it one word at a time?
Shut up. Just...
Somebody cut him off while he was doing it, so go on.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the same. I thought he said America what? I'm like, ah, shit.
This is the worst description ever.
All right. America, 1911. The Wild West is dying. When federal agents... God damn it, Sam. All right, yeah, point for Sam.
It says... Federal agents. Actually, all you had to say was 1911. It's literally the only game set in that time period.
Nerd. What game is this?
This would be Red Dead Redemption. It's funny because people don't think of Red Dead Redemption as set in the 1900s. Like, it says that at the very beginning of the game, but you think cowboys, and the cowboys bring to mind, like, 1880s, 1870s. But it is much more recent than people think.
Nerd. Okay.
I was just trying to offer some substance to the podcast, but if you want to call me a nerd, just cut me off there. I guess that's fine, too.
Okay. Number 2. Call the shots, pull the trigger, erase the truth. As Special Agent Blank.
Is this still me, or is this Earl now?
No, I'm starting a new one.
So who is this for?
I think this is for me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Before I shout it out. Okay.
Sorry. Be the field leader. As Special Agent Blank, use the power of battle focus to command your squad in tactical combat to outsmart the unknown enemy and eradicate the threat.
Elite Beat Agents.
No.
I thought we were supposed to mess with them. Okay, fine.
Well, you can.
I mean, you're still wrong.
Should we just compete instead of having everybody wait?
Yeah, sure, do that.
Because... Yes. I mean, this is like everybody stops.
It's the answer.
Earl's like, I don't know. I was...
You don't know the answer.
I was just proposing a new competition.
I thought he had the answer all this time as he was in his statement.
No, that's not the answer, Earl. Your turn.
Okay, can you repeat it?
Okay.
I guess it's not too wise to pay Pokemon during this.
Probably not. Call the shots, pull the trigger, erase the truth. As Special Agent Blank, the power of Battle Focus to command your squad in tactical combat to outsmart the unknown enemy and eradicate the threat.
I play, like, zero tactics games, so... Isn't there another person in this podcast?
Well, yeah.
Sean, you got... Can you think of it?
I'm gonna maybe guess Advanced Wars for DS?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I got. Ben knew there wasn't a special agent in Advanced Wars, so...
Alright, Earl?
I was gonna say Mass Effect, but I don't think that works either.
Nah, you got battle focus is the key word here.
Alright. The game came out last year.
Okay, while we're thinking... I don't even know how Fire Emblem would work there.
There's no special agents in Fire Emblem. I kind of forgot that part.
Well, that, and it's set in medieval times, so it's not a guns and stuff. You wouldn't have a...
Well, you know, it's the only tactics game that I know came out. The XCOM expansion? How many guesses do we get?
What about XCOM? What is it, the Bureau? Is that the first-person shooter?
That is correct.
Okay.
Fire
Emblem? Really? sorry.
I was gonna say before you move on, I'm just kind of curious as an how old is your game collection?
Oh, you know, all over the place.
Okay, because so far these have been I was expecting older games. So far these have both been from this generation.
Oh, these are all games you own. You actually bought XCOM.
Yes.
How was
that game?
Oh, yeah. I haven't beat it, but it's fun.
That is such a. That does not sound so motivated. It's fun. I mean, whatever.
Shut up.
I've got a lot of games that are fun that I don't beat. I just move on to other things or new things come out before I get back to them. It's like I fold it and go back to them.
It's not a great selling point for somebody when you give them that.
Yeah.
It's just not like you're so disinterested. Okay. What is your next game?
I'm still only a couple hours into the last Zelda game.
Okay. Number 3.
I believe that's 3. Just for the audience out there that doesn't speak Chinese.
That was French. Oh my god. Anyway, magic fireflies are the source of a dragon's fiery breath, and someone has stolen them all. Blank and his friend must capture all the fireflies and stop Blank from activating a sleeping volcano and destroying the dragon realm.
So I'm going to guess this game came out of Japan. Just
that should be an RPG.
name a title.
I don't know. Final Fantasy.
No.
It's not a Final Fantasy. It has to be something more niche.
Okay. Yeah. I do, but that's the only, yeah.
Yeah, I would assume it's probably something from Atlas.
No.
Okay. So
you guys are not going to get this one.
Who's the...
John, you got one?
Is it me?
Yeah, let Sean go. We'll try to do one guess per like set.
Oh man.
You weren't paying attention, were you?
No, I was. I'm like picking through my brain.
I don't know anything about fireflies in it.
No, that's what I'm thinking too. Like
I think the best one.
And we're gonna ask you why you own this game.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to explain yourself and all of these as to why you own these.
Screw you. No.
Alright.
What year is it?
Wait,
actually, Sean, name a game.
Yeah, Sean, you have to name one.
Fireflies. Let's just say Skyrim, because I know that's not right.
No. The game came out in 2004. Here, I'm gonna narrow it down. It was a Game Boy Advance game.
Oh God! I was thinking PS2.
No.
Sun.
No.
Two.
Go to. Wow.
You know what? It had sun in the name, which is kind of related to fire.
No.
That's a
that is
I never
a huge had... stretch.
I never actually played Golden Sun.
Earl.
2004 Game Boy Advance RPG.
One person anyway.
Oh, okay. It's not we're assuming it's an RPG. It's a Japanese game. That much we got.
Yeah.
Kirby? I don't know.
Nope.
I think three guesses for the group is good enough. Tell us what this game is.
The game is Spyro 2 Season of Flame.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Was that was not okay. Japanese at all, is it?
I never said it was Japanese. You guys did.
Yeah, we did.
It sounded Japanese.
Yeah,
it did. It sounded very Japanese. That's the one Elijah Wood voiced, right?
No.
No. Oh. I think he did. He did the first reboot, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know my Spyros apart, to be honest.
I don't. No, I just know that there was a reboot and it started this past generation, and then there's Skyend.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new game that he voices that's supposed to be really good. What is it? Gone Home? Is that what it is?
Broken Age.
Oh, Broken Age, yeah. What am I thinking?
Like, unless he voices a girl, I don't think he voiced Gone Home.
You never know.
That'd have been damn impressive.
All right.
Next one.
Number four.
I heard so much about Justin's terrible game habits.
Number
four. That game's awesome. You shut your face. Right. The world's largest army of superheroes is under your control.
Let
me finish. Assemble your ultimate four-member strike force from over 20 blank heroes.
Freedom Force.
No. Become your favorite legends, then interact with more than 140 characters in this epic action RPG.
There are so many superhero games to choose from. Good luck.
It can only be two of them. It's either X-Men Destiny.
No.
Or it's Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
Oh, I should probably...
Are we allowed to just rapid burn our guesses? I mean, I wouldn't have gotten it anyway. I'm just...
I was leaning towards Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I just wanted to make sure that we got on record that Justin doesn't own X-Men Destiny. And that's
no,
his game.
No,
is it completely broken?
That's awful.
Okay.
I had to make sure. You do own Spyro.
Yeah, that game was awesome.
Spyro was... I remember enjoying Spyro.
Fool.
Well, you both were like five.
Like when you were 10.
Well, they are youngins.
Yeah.
I mean, 2000, right. Justin would have been 10. What, 10?
You yeah. Well, been not like 10. 11. But anyway. All right.
Whatever.
Number five. Who will you become? Beginning as a penniless street urchin, your destiny is to become blank's greatest hero. But will your power lie in kindness or cruelty?
Merchant or urchin?
Urchin. Sorry.
Okay.
Choose your own path to glory and experience how those choices change you and the world forever.
Fable.
A new life, a unique experience every time.
Well, not Fable. And that sounded very Peter Molyneux-esque. Sean, you got to guess something at some point.
I've been guessing, but my guesses have been so bad.
No,
I'm cracking under pressure.
This is so fun.
We just completely screwed up a JRPG with Spyro. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are fools.
It also goes to show that nobody reads the back of game boxes.
That's why I did this. Also because I didn't have anything else to think of.
Let's go with Harvest Moon.
No. The game came out in 2008.
Can you read part of the description again? Starting as a simple street urchin.
Okay.
It's just all choose your own destiny stuff?
Yeah. Beginning
all
as
right, you don't have to again.
I'm going to. Jesus.
I don't ask and then get impatient. You can take it too long to read this.
Beginning as a penniless street urchin, your destiny is to become damn it.
I said Fable already.
You didn't say that.
Oh, that's bullshit. That Fable includes the Fable franchise.
Fine,
that is bullshit.
Fine.
That was the first thing I said. Okay, Fable 2. God.
I don't feel that bad. I honestly, embarrassingly, I've never played the Fable series. I never owned an Xbox, unfortunately. But
I just Googled this.
I don't feel that bad.
So, I was sitting there saying that it sounds like something. God damn you. I'm like, that's a Peter Molyneux box if I ever heard one.
Yeah, that's pretty cheap.
Sorry. All right, fine. You make a point.
You make a point.
Those are every single Fable game. That's most games that have come out in the last 5 years. But
that's to say, a lot of them are like, oh, you get to make these choices or whatever.
You start out penniless, so like in every video game, we just start out penniless. I've never started out with any amount of money in a game.
It would be awesome if you started out a video game rich and had everything at your fingertips.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
I start you in God mode, and you can work your way down.
Start as a rich motherfucker. The goal is to spend all your money.
Okay. Number six. The Caribbean, 1715. Legendary pirates rule the land and sea.
Assassin's Creed 4.
Okay. That one.
Well,
was, wait, who said it first?
It doesn't matter at this point.
I'm about to say.
I'm gonna give it to Sam.
Oh, really? I think Earl started it first.
Oh my god. Fine.
Earl.
Fine.
I was about to say, no, it's the same thing that he said with Red Dead. It's the only game that takes place in that.
Yeah,
game.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like Sid Meier's Pirates would have been my backup guess, but that's it.
Alright, number seven.
Poor Sean. Let's let Sean guess first. Next
Sean, get the guess first, just to be nice.
Alright.
In and out within a month, they said. Their weapons were no match for our military might. Predicted to moderate low resistance. Enemy morale is at an all-time low. They couldn't have been more wrong. Welcome to blank.
Welcome to the jungle.
Good luck, Sean.
Resistance.
No.
Oh, man. My guesses are so bad.
Okay, spec off the line.
No.
That was what I was going with. Damn it. Okay, I'm going to ask for a repeat, then.
Okay. In and out within a month, they said. Their weapons are no match for our military might. Predicted to moderate low resistance. Enemy morale is at an all-time low.
Wait, predicted to moderate low resistance? That's
no,
not it.
Predicted moderate to low resistance.
Okay, okay.
Enemy morale is at an all-time low. They couldn't have been more wrong. Welcome to blank.
I just can't think of any games that are first person like that on the back.
We don't have. It doesn't necessarily mean to be first person. That's what you're on.
Yeah, it doesn't. But that's weird for a back of box description.
Yeah, like I said, the first thing that came to mind was Spec Ops 9 as well because of that whole in and out rescue mission. So I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you want that hit now?
Sure.
This game came out in 2009.
Modern Warfare 2 or Black Ops something.
No, sir.
Alright.
Battlefield?
Nope.
Well, what's the other one? Why can't I think of it? Medal of Honor, yeah.
No, that came out in 2010, I think. Not that it matters much. Sean, do you have any other guesses?
Probably not good ones.
Give it a go.
Well, I mean, we're wrong, so I mean, it's like there's great guesses here.
Yeah. Yeah, once you got past Spec Ops, I had nothing.
Killzone, maybe?
Ding, ding,
one
ding.
Of the Killzone?
Oh, wait,
really?
What? Yep. Hey, Sean's the board.
Killzone 2.
Okay.
That seems like a really cheesy, like, that's just super cheesy for a Killzone game. Like, I'm not a huge fan of the Killzone games anyways, I just didn't realize that the description would have been that cheesy.
No,
Again, I think we just need to read more boxes.
Like, it sounds like it should be from, like, a, you know, crappy first-person 64 game or something.
I was about to say, it sounds pretty much on point for Killzone, but I don't want
to...
States go. Do we know that? Like, what's the cutoff for games you own?
Huh? Oh, no, now I'm just Googling some of these.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, well, it's like, I have the collections for them, I just don't have, like, the descriptions on hand.
So you came up with this topic a week ago, and you figured I'm not actually going to get the boxes.
Well, I can't just go to GameStop and be like, hey, I need the boxes for like XXX. Anyway,
just give me the boxes. I don't need anything else.
Anyway, number eight. The U.S. is being threatened with a terror ultimatum known as the blank, a series of deadly escalating attacks. You are blank, the only agent with the authority to hunt down the blank blank using any means
necessary. Is this a Metal Gear game?
No.
Well,
you're the blank blank, don't you know?
Yeah, you are the...
Is this Alpha Protocol?
No.
You are the Alpha Protocol. I guess there's worse things.
You are the Alpha Protocol.
24, the video game.
Oh yeah, that was a game. No.
It was a game. It wasn't terrible. Vanquish.
No.
I'm just thinking of games that have terrorists in them now. I don't know.
I know.
Oh, Sean, do you want to... Because apparently a random guess worked out last time.
Can you read the description again?
Yeah. Oh, crap. Oh, right. That's my hand. the U.S. is being threatened with a terror ultimatum known as the blank, a series of deadly escalating attacks. You are blank. The only agent, with the authority to hunt down the blank blank using any means necessary.
Resistance?
No.
I like the blank blank.
Yeah. I was trying to think of the... God damn it. Mm-hmm. You're in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Call of Duty game?
No.
Oh. I was gonna say Black. The first Black Ops is kind of what's... Or not the first Black Ops. But anyways, it's not a Call of Duty game, so it doesn't matter.
Homefront.
No, sir.
Ooh, yeah, good one.
But, okay. I'm trying to think of games in the U.S.
Okay, here's no, actually, no, keep guessing.
No, wait, did we get a year already?
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, it came out in a...
Oh,
sorry. It came out in 2013.
Oh, so that's...
Oh. Oh, okay. Random terrorist in the U.S. Is this the XCOM again?
It is not.
Okay.
How would a box have two different descriptions on it?
I don't know. Maybe you got the Game of the Year edition.
We just decided to put another
one. Terrorist plot... Threatening the U.S. It's not like Revengeance. I did already say Metal Gear, but I'm going to say Revengeance.
No, it is not that.
Damn it. Devil May Cry. Name every game that came out last year.
No.
Damn it.
Sean, guess one.
I was about to say, to save Sam the trouble, it's all
last year, terrorists. Man, this is way harder than I thought it would be.
And no, cheating using Google to look up what came out last year.
Was it the Puppeteer? That looks like it has terrorists in it.
The heck is the Puppeteer?
Earl, have you been using Google?
No. Puppeteer is like a random PS3 game that came out.
Well, no, it's not the Puppeteer.
I know it doesn't have
that. The heck that is.
Sounds like No Cooney.
Nope, give up. You guys give up?
It's going to be Neil Kinney these times.
It was Intercell Blacklist.
Oh, Intercell came out, yeah.
Did anybody play that?
I did.
No. I used to play a lot of those games when I was younger, but I just kind of fell off the series.
I think the series fell off itself.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
We're learning so much about Justin's gaming habits, though.
Yeah, he buys everything, apparently.
Nothing good.
Splinter Cell is good. Assassin's Creed is good.
Assassin's Creed 4 is really good.
Yeah. See? So, yeah. You know. Okay. Cool.
You got to do a lot of editing on this podcast. It'll be a fun one.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Oh, you pretend it works when I'm thinking and it's not too long.
What's this, number 9? Yeah, that. Oh, God, that's all. That one's awful. Okay, sorry. Rise from warrior to legend. Embark on an all-new adventure in the blank saga. You are blank, one of the few to survive the destruction of your homeland. Now, forced to fight for survival, you must gather the deadliest of allies, amass fame and fortune, and seal your place in history.
Oh, you are blank. You must gather allies. Mass Effect 1.
No.
Wasn't Mass Effect... Like, 3 make more sense at that point, but, no.
Yeah, but a survivor of your home world being desecrated is...
Yeah, that would be 3, though. That's an Earth...
It's not that one.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying Mass Effect 3 would have made more sense than 1.
I was just thinking Mass Effect 1, character intros, you get to pick Shepard's background, but that
would... Oh, it's not that.
I know, I've got that. I was explaining it before.
We're trying to have a conversation on
podcast. Yeah, you're just cutting off the conversation part of the podcast. No,
I'll cut you off.
Can you read the description one more time?
Yeah. Rise from warrior to legend. Embark on an all-new adventure in the blank saga. You are blank, one of the few to survive the destruction of your homeland. Now, Forced to fight for survival, you must gather the deadliest of allies, amass fame and fortune, and seal your place in history.
So you're not necessarily a good... Well, you are a good guy, but you're not, like, a perfect guy.
So, okay, so it's a sequel to something.
Yeah.
Should, that's good.
Saga, so it's got a bunch of games to it.
Well, I mean,
more
it
than
depends.
Two.
I mean, the Legend of Zelda was the legend from its first game, so it depends on how
that's
you
that's true. Final... No, not Final Fantasy game.
I was going to say Lightning Returns.
What about, what
is it? Lightning Return.
Oh. Okay. Dragon Age.
There you go.
Was it really?
Yep.
Dragon Age 2.
I was like, there's only a certain number of games where you actually gather party members.
Okay. The score is Sam 2, Earl 3, Sean 2.
What?
And you see, it was two games. That's not much of a saga.
Well, that's how they marketed it, dude. Okay.
That was three games.
I'm talking to Sam.
No, not. There wasn't a Dragon Age before the first. There's not Dragon Age 1 to reboot?
No.
Oh.
No.
All right. Well,
yeah, it's really weird. Like, it's Dragon Age Origins, and it makes sense like it's a prequel,
dude,
but it's the first game. Yeah.
Right.
But
okay.
Is it like a spiritual successor to. Maybe that's what I was thinking of. It's a spiritual successor to the Baldur's Gate games.
Yep. Kind of. Anyway, number 10. This is War. Once a playground for the world's elite, Blank has fallen victim to a series of cataclysmic sandstorms. The city's opulent architecture.
Spec Ops. The one.
Yeah.
There we go. I was about to say, I know this. I've heard this before.
Yeah. Number 11. In this.
Like, I think I was on another podcast with this exact same premise that I heard somebody read the back of Spec Ops The Line or something.
Yeah. So, number 11.
Oh. So, somebody else actually reads the back of
I mean, it may have been a Metacritic thing. I can't remember.
So.
But. He reads Metacritic.
Head planet side and explore a hostile
planet side.
You
well,
head planet side and explore a hostile new environment. Discover the truth. Stop the plague. Save mankind.
Dead Space 3.
Yep.
Nice.
I just finished that game a week ago. You
love
spent
that series.
About no. You don't like Dead Space 3.
oh really? I have a feeling.
Ow.
Did you? I hated it. It wasn't.
I didn't finish it for a number of reasons.
Yeah, don't. It drags really hard. It's called Dead Space. You maybe spend a third of the game in space, and the rest of it is on some stupid fucking planet.
Oh,
riding
really?
Elevators. Yeah.
Riding elevators.
Elevators is most of that game. I made a video about it at some point. It's.
Yeah, or your random dancing video.
Yeah, and I was playing co-op too, which is how everybody told me to play it.
Alright. Yeah. Number 12.
This is an F.
No.
Or did we
no.
10.
No escape from Blank City. This sprawling mega prison in the heart of Blank City, home to the most violent thugs and infamous supervillains.
No.
With the lives of innocent civilians.
Oh, Arkham Asylum.
Oh. I'm just going to give it to you. It's close, but yeah. Yeah.
Arkham City?
Okay.
Okay.
We should probably let him finish the description, but... Yeah.
Oh, I don't know it's Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Number 13. Whether you're a seasoned explorer of the blank or playing the game for the first time, you will find there are more friends and enemies to make, more consequences to be responsible for, and more opportunities to live in glory or infamy throughout. The choices you make will be as as influential as ever.
Civilization.
Mass Effect?
No. Never mind, you wouldn't have a box for Civilization.
How do you know?
Did you buy a PC game at a store in the last 3 years?
No.
Do they still sell PC games?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, you can, technically, but...
Okay. But you wouldn't want to,
but I think you buy a download code. Like, you don't even buy discs anymore.
Yeah.
I'm at a loss on this one. All right, what's the date? Unless anybody has a good guess.
No one else guessed.
Well, might as well, because now we just...
The game originally came out in 2010. I've got the Game of the Year edition.
Can you read it one more time?
Yeah. Whether you're a seasoned explorer of the blank or playing the game for the first time, you will find there are more friends and enemies to make, more consequences to be responsible for, and more opportunities to live in glory.
Oh, so this is specifically the one of the description of the Game of the Year box?
Yeah.
Is that why it says playing the game for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I thought it was
the sequel as well. Okay, sorry about that.
So, wait, is the Game of the Year edition out in 2010?
The game itself originally came out in 2010.
Oh, you didn't finish the description.
The choices you make will be as influential as ever.
Mass Effect?
No.
It's going to keep saying that whenever it's choices.
As I to say, we already guessed Mass Effect.
Well, I know he owns Mass Effect.
It sounds like a strategy-based game. Like, it's just like a...
Is it like Fallout?
Yes, it is.
Oh!
No way, really?
It is Fallout New Vegas.
Season Explorer of the Wasteland. Okay. That was a very nondescriptive Game of the Year box.
Okay.
That game got Game of the Year?
It's like this game's got an exploring place? Sure.
No, it's just an Ultimate Edition.
Is it Fallout 3 or New Vegas?
New Vegas.
Okay.
New Vegas.
I like New Vegas a lot.
Okay. I thought it was really, really glitchy.
And, you know, hey, here's a little secret. You don't actually have to win Game of the Year to release a Game of the Year edition.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's the chief thing about it. You can win if you make one thing, like one random website.
You can start a blog and then give your game Game of the Year on your blog.
Game of the Year.
Yep.
I can't wait until our Game of the Year begets a Game of the Year edition for us giving the Game of the Year. We're going to give Game of the Year to some random game this year just to see if that happens.
We'll give it to something shitty just in hopes of getting quoted on the back of the box.
That would be awesome.
Our Game of the Year is Thief.
Hey!
Dang. Okay, number 14. That's another Game of the Year edition. That's bad. Forge your destiny. You have been reborn, your future unwritten. Now the fate of blank lies in your hands.
Is this Mass Effect 2?
That was my first thought, too.
We're just going to keep this in Mass Effect until it's...
Final Fantasy.
Oh.
We might as well get Nina Queenie out there, then. Those are our three picks that we keep on.
You have been reborn.
Sean. You want to guess?
No.
Oh, never mind.
I was about to say, just throw something out there. It seems
the game itself came out in 2012.
The Witcher 2.
No.
Damn it.
That came out in 2011.
Did you die in The Witcher?
I don't think so.
I never played it.
I never played The Witcher 1, so I didn't know.
Okay, that's... So, it came out in 2012?
Yes,
2011. Okay, and... Yeah, I have... Okay, what system was it on?
You can't say that.
It was multi-platform.
Okay. Hey, he answered.
Okay, fine.
There's no rules against asking for
it. I suppose not.
Okay, I'm going to say there's way too many games apparently with choosing your own destiny.
Yeah, it's just all the buttons.
Or fortune or your own
the
path.
The one thing I am learning, more than an interesting game collection is how cheesy box, like the back of boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Super.
I mean, I've
like
always
known. These honestly sound like the worst movies ever made. And they commonly, even like the newer games, they put these on the game back, like embarrassingly, they put them on the back of game boxes. And so it's very clear that gamers don't read the back of the boxes, or no one would ever buy a game.
For the Arkham City Game of the Year edition, you should have just read the front of the box.
Oh, you're right. I should have, like, 10 out of 10 best game. I'm sad now. Okay. All right, so...
I forgot what game. Okay, describe this Fortune destiny again.
Forge your destiny. You have been reborn, your future unwritten. Now the fate of blank lies in your hands.
Deus Ex.
Okay, I'm just
no.
Kidding.
That's my last guess. I got nothing.
Infamous
no.
2.
It came out in 2012.
Halo.
No.
I don't know when Infamous 2 came out.
No, Infamous 2 came out.
We don't all have a
no,
kind of
Infamous 2
came out
in 2011. The game is Kingdoms of Amalur.
Oh, nobody plays that. That's fine.
Right? Yeah.
Anyway.
How can you be reborn if you never had a whatever? Okay.
You die. In the-
did you know that? Did
well,
you know that,
yeah,
that was oh man, what was the baseball player's name? It was a baseball player.
Yeah, did anybody not know that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to be mean about it, but it was kind of hard to
honestly,
get through fast without hearing about the 38 Studios thing.
Yeah. No, I know. I read about it like you know mid last year and. No, I talked to a couple of my friends who had no idea about it, and I was like, that's interesting. I didn't even really – I guess I don't really look at, like, big sports stars as huge gamers to the point where they start their own game studio. But
yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
Well, there's a reason why, because this was
yeah,
well, you know what? Like, I actually ended up playing the demo for Kingdoms of Amalur, and it actually wasn't bad. It was actually –
it was fun.
It wasn't that it was a bad game. It was a terrible business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, number 15.
I swear you're just repeating numbers at this point. We've been jumping around.
It's like 15 or 16.
It doesn't really matter what number you say, to be fair.
You're right. The city of blank stands in ruin. Somewhere deep within, your blank awaits. Once, god dang it, you protected her, and now amongst hordes of genetically altered maniacs, she is your only hope for salvation.
Bioshock.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
I just needed an easy one. Well, easier.
I was so proud of myself, but apparently that was an easy one.
Sorry.
My mind immediately went, like, with this dick or something. Like, he keeps filling in the blanks with terrible things. Like, deep inside this dick! Just throw my mind immediately filled in. I'm like, well, I'm not getting this one.
You're so mature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is anyone, though? That's what I've learned as I've gotten older, is nobody's mature.
Next turn. The blank is coming. Don't say it. A being of pure power and destruction is annihilating.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Is annihilating the East Coast to stop this menace. Yep.
Oh, now it's Infamous.
I guess.
Okay.
East Coast is like, it's the only, yeah, there's no games where you fight giant beasts, really, otherwise.
They don't expect you to survive. Assemble a team of power. Yes, finally, God. Jesus.
It's Mass Effect 2. They don't expect you to survive, and it's a suicide mission. That was easy to me, I don't know.
I just wanted you guys to finally get one that was Mass Effect, so you quit guessing.
Wait, no,
yeah.
Guess.
Okay.
I am.
Shipwreck on a mysterious world.
That's
no. The blank returns to battle new enemies, deadly technology, and an ancient evil bent on vengeance and annihilation. The universe will never be the same.
An RPG.
Shipwrecked. Kind of the games of the video game.
No. No.
I never played a Zelda game. I guess. Well, actually,
you're right. I'm not even gonna lie.
Wait, it was a Zelda game?
No, it's not a Zelda game. I'm saying I've never played one.
No, he's
I don't know what.
Shipwreck. What? Yeah, I don't know. What year?
2002. Yeah, 2012.
Are these all in the last, like, 5 years?
I think the first had one fake 2004, which is that's been about it.
2012, Shipwrecked on a Mysterious World. None of these are, I guess they can't be downloadable games because no box.
That doesn't mean they can't have this. I mean, Mega Man 9 has a box, and that's a downloadable game.
That's true.
So that's... The Dice came out today, I think. Shipwreck.
Yeah, that's the word I'm lingering on. I haven't played this, whatever it is. Yeah, no, I give up this one.
Sean?
We study.
They're on us.
Is Sean here? Oh, there he is.
Did we kind of maybe guess that it would might have been something like an RPG of sorts?
It sounds like, who knows? We got wrong.
Let's say every game kind of RPG now.
Huh? Did you say what year it came from?
2012. Yeah, 2012.
Yeah,
2012. I was going to say, it's not Assassin's Creed, because you already guessed that, and that's not 2012.
Is it
I honestly, I can't even think of even one title.
It is Halo 4.
Wait, did you say Shipwreck? I was going to say, I think you said Shipwreck. I was about to guess Halo 4.
My bad. Okay, this game I did not buy. Blank, a human paradise. It's my game. Deal with it. Floats above the world of Blank. When an ancient entity of Blank origin awakens on the outskirts of a Blank city, paradise is threatened from within. Chosen by destiny, Six must choose between mankind and saving themselves.
Final Fantasy.
Yep.
Just saying. This is the Final Fantasy. It's the, like, Chosen One, Destiny, Great Evil. It's pretty much, I know that it describes a lot of games, but Final Fantasy, you are specifically the Chosen One always.
No, that's a JRPG trope, because you are the one of Destiny, the Chosen One, the only one.
That's true.
They might as well say JRPG on the
box. Okay. Okay. An epic battle for survival. The darkest hours are upon you in a valiant clash to survive the final days of Blank.
Mass Effect 3.
No. Oh. Thousands of options to customize your very own character within an extensive multiplayer mode.
Expensive?
Expansive.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, for
no.
That's not that many customized options left for the...
Are there any?
Expansive.
What are they?
No.
Dead out.
Nope.
Why are you so convinced that? Okay.
He said multiplayer. Didn't
yeah, expansive multiplayer mode. Yeah.
So I'm going with games with big co-op.
That's fair. Co-op is
the game. I'm not gonna tell you when this one comes.
Well, what do you consider co-op?
Yeah, that's true.
Sean, you got one?
Yeah, Sean.
What?
Alright.
SimCity. I'm guessing with SimCity.
Get out of here.
Worth a shot? Okay. What year?
2012.
Yeah,
no.
I got nothing here. It's like I either know it in the first 10 seconds or I don't.
Alright. Give up?
Yeah.
Sure.
It is Transformers Fall of Cybertron.
Well, okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That explains why no one knew what it was.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I heard it was actually pretty good, but I don't think I knew
me too.
Anyone
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
No one bought it.
Okay. Yeah. This next one. Face your demons.
Demon Soul.
No.
Captain.
No. No.
Mass Effect
2. I'm gonna kill you.
Keep going. Pokemon.
No.
Keep going.
Oh, that's basically it.
Face your demons?
Yeah, okay, all right, fine.
There's gotta be more to it than that.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Alcoholism.
Explore the rebirth.
Every single game, every night.
Explore the rebirth of Blank as you make your way through the realm of City on a mission to annihilate the menace that controls an unsuspecting humanity.
This is massive. This has been everything.
You do sound the same.
Oh, man. What was the very like first big line we laughed at again?
That's face,
the
biggest key. Face your demons.
Face your demons.
God damn it, never mind. Yeah, we already said Spec Ops.
Dark Souls.
No.
Demon Souls.
No.
Damn.
You already guessed Demon Souls.
Oh, I thought we guessed Dark Souls. Darksiders?
Same difference.
What'd you say?
I said Darksiders.
No.
Grasp on Humanity. God. Every
what year was this?
It was 2013.
Oh, that's yeah. And you have to face your demons.
Devil May Cry.
Yep.
Hey.
Oh. Hitero demons.
Yeah. Not the hitero demons, apparently.
Okay.
Just, three was my other guess.
Just to recap, the score is Sam 8, Earl 5, Sean 3. Okay.
I'm doing awesome.
At the crossroads of death and valor, the only certainty is bloodshed and the fight to survive.
Darksiders.
No.
Infamous.
Nope.
Mass Effect.
No. If you say Demon Souls, I'm going to smack you.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
Smack you.
This is just every single game.
No. Okay, the game came out in 2000. No, actually, I'm not going to tell you. I want you to keep guessing. That's what you get for guessing the same five games over and over again.
Read it again.
It's at the good balance, bloodshed, and a crossroad.
At the crossroads of death and valor, the only certainty is bloodshed and the fight to survive. I did not buy this.
Medal of Honor.
Because I heard it was crap. No. No.
Call of Duty, Battlefield, oh,
no,
Battle
no,
of
no,
Honor.
No, it's not a shooter. God. Well, shut up.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Devour makes me think of a shooter. That's a very army term.
It makes me think of, it can be like a fantasy game where, I don't know.
All right, give us a year.
I did. Oh, wait, didn't I?
No.
Oh. No, you said you weren't giving it to us because you kept on guessing.
Yeah, I'm still not doing that. not me. it was 2012.
So I can only remember things that came out in 2013. I can't remember specifically 2012.
I think 2000, from like 2011 to 2013 just kind of all blend together.
Yeah, I do last year because I like just got through those Game of the Year podcasts. But
Sean, you got one?
I don't. I.
The answer is drum roll, please. That was awful. Ninja Gaiden 3.
Oh dear lord!
I told you I didn't buy it.
I don't I
forgot
know.
That existed.
Yeah, I don't know how we would have got that in the description.
Right? There weren't anything about ninjas in that.
All right, hold on. Okay. Welcome to the after party. Blank unleashes the power of blank to create the ultimate open world gameplay, stunning visual, and immersive gameplay. Seriously? As mechanic blank, you'll explore the city of blank and team up with other survivors to fight your way out before a military strike wipes the city off the map. Welcome to the after party where a new blank of blank thrill fun begins.
It's like we need to do Mad Libs with the blanks. Like, this dick terrorizes. I don't know.
Okay. We're never going to play Mad Libs with Sam.
Yeah. Like, is that not how everybody plays Mad Libs?
Apparently.
I figured everything.
Why? Oh, Dead Rising.
No.
Oh, really?
Nope. No, sir. Oh, wait. No, you say Dead Rising?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
I thought that was it. Yeah, I thought he had it.
I'm sorry. I told
Sorry. No. Oh, wait, did you say...
He's like, oh, Sean actually gets something.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry.
Dead Rising redefined. Is that the first Dead Rising, or was it?
It was Dead Rising 3.
Okay. Did that really redefine open world?
Yep, Dead Rising
according
3.
To itself.
Man.
According to itself.
I guess, like, there are only so many games that Welcome to the After Party can be. Alright.
Boo! Meet Blank. He's a feisty little flame spouting dragon on a gigantic.
I wrote two.
Yeah. I'm gonna give that one to Sean just to be fair.
I said the one that we already said, so.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God. Dishonored and stripped of his powers, Blank must return to Earth in search of vengeance and vindication.
Still sounds like God of War game. Stripped of his powers? What game could this possibly be? It's a sequel to something.
Yeah, but who gets stripped of their powers? I mean, Samus does.
Everybody. Everybody in every game gets stripped of their powers.
I'll tell you who it was. You ready to know?
Was it the answer to the game?
Sure.
Yo Mama.
God. Okay, we've already hit rock bottom here with the Yo Mama joke.
I thought it was funny. Anyway, yes.
It's the online equivalent of leaving the room in shame.
It came out.
But there's definitely a sound of me disconnecting there.
No, please, no. I'm sorry. You want a hint?
Sure.
It came out in 2010.
Sir is Wrath. No.
2010.
Again, I know it's Sarah's Wrath.
Sounded pretty close.
Oh, it sounds like you know what it actually sounds like? It sounds like the Thor game for the movie, maybe?
No, that would have been 2011.
Well, those are movies, not as games, but it's got movies on lock.
Cheesy Thor
game.
When
Marvel movies came out.
His powers in every single video game must return to Earth. So wherever this guy was.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He was not on
Earth. It was an Earth.
Stripped of his powers. So he was fantastical.
Or it doesn't have fantastical. I mean, it could be somebody in a spaceship.
Yeah.
Maybe a major.
It's had powers.
I mean, I don't.
Give up?
Yeah, I give up.
Sure.
Darksiders 1.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh.
Okay.
I guess I was thinking of people stripped of their power after, not before the game started.
Yeah, that, man. They could have at least made it more specific to Dark Souls in that box.
They did. I just omitted part of it because it was spoilery.
Oh. I guess. To be fair, that does the whole back of the box. I'm like, man.
No. Okay. Fight as a soldier, lead as a general, rise as a legend.
Command and Conquer.
No.
Call of Duty.
No.
Maybe it's just like hypothetical.
Can you read it again?
Fight as a soldier, lead as a general, rise as a legend.
Rise, son of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
Sounds so cheesy. I should not have read the tagline. That was my bad.
Yeah, hey, Dad, didn't make a difference. I just knew you had an Xbox One, and that was the one.
I don't have one.
Well,
he's just
anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair. Well, regardless, it works.
A search for the fabled blank propels. Oh, God damn it! Propels. Blank into a desperate bid for survival that strains the limits of his endurance, forcing him to confront his deepest fears.
Somebody's bell's ringing?
Alan Wake.
No.
Oh.
That's pretty good guess.
I forgot about that game.
So did everyone else.
I like it.
I'm going to make some board again.
Okay. Nope. Yeah, I got nothing.
This game came out in 2011.
Which does no good. As apparently the only games you own from anything before 2009 is Spyro.
You know.
So read the description again.
Okay. A search for the fabled blank propels blank. Desperate bid for survival that strains the limits of his endurance, forcing him to confront his deepest fears.
Zelda?
Uncharted 3.
Okay.
Right. Honest man.
Just enough. Okay. In the end, I don't even know. In the end, there will be. Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Mm. Wait, all I heard in the end. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Darkness, Darksiders 2.
No.
Dark Souls.
No.
Mass Effect.
No.
Infamous.
What the heck is that sound?
That's me, Spooky, get a pen, sorry.
It's a plow truck outside because I live in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Enough said.
Oh, but right. guess, fool.
Year?
2010. Mother lover.
No,
mother lover.
In the end, there will be only chaos. No one was going to guess it, so.
It sounded like a cheesy God of War title.
Yeah, the host got dropped, so we'll never know. Also, are we still recording?
Internet went bad. Did you guess it?
No.
You cut off before we guessed it correctly.
Oh, what was it?
We moved on beyond that now.
No, seriously, what was it?
I don't
My
know.
Guess was God of War.
Okay, wait, you're right. Okay, yeah, you're right. Okay,
oh, it is God of War.
Yeah, okay, we're going to do two more.
Okay. By harnessing the destructive power of the four elements, Blank creates Blank, a super with one mission, to demolish all that lies before him. Will you be up to the challenge? You can bet your butt they will. I had to edit that.
Wait, did you edit ass? Well, okay, who?
Okay, fine. Here, I'll just read a random one.
I was just going to say, name the scores. I mean, Sam's ahead. I don't think either one of us can catch
you gotta
up.
You got to talk, though.
Am I not talking?
No.
No, y'all are just talking
right away. The score is Sam.
Oh, my God. Can you hear us?
Yes.
No, not you, Earl. Okay. All right.
I was saying that, yes.
The score... Wait, is Sean alive?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. The score is Sam 10, Sean 6, Earl 5.
Okay, yes. Let's call it there because we're not going
to. I know
I got
a lot
six?
Of video games, I guess.
Yes.
I think I got six from like five kitty answers. I think that's
okay, next week Earl can do or we can do movies and Earl can win it.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Okay. It is like 11:30 here and it's like 12:30 for Sean, so we should start rapping.
Yeah, we're rapping.
Sam, you win my eternal respect. The rest of you win nothing because you are sad. I despise all of you for...
It's fun about your game connection.
It's about to say, I have no life, so I win your eternal respect.
I despise all of you for guessing Mass Effect 2, Infamous, and Dead Space, all randomly, with no rhyme or reason.
Well, that's me. I guessed all of those.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I guess those within, like, the first word.
And you were right, like, half the time. You just kept throwing them out. You're like, that family scene where they were doing charades. It's like, chapel.
Pretty much. I've listened to podcasts for the last, like, 7 years just consistently, so I know about just about every game that comes out.
Okay. So, thank you all for playing. I had fun laughing at all of your wrong choices.
Thank you for that.
What?
Bye.
Wait.
All right. And let Earl close the show.
I was going to say.
I
don't know.
Come back next week when we do a hate cast.
Yeah. Can we just do it at the same time? Can we just plan that now?
If you're in charge of that. This works out well.
Can we do this time next week? Yeah.
Sure, if that works out. Something happened last week, which is why Sam didn't host his hate cast, and we didn't have a show last week. That will be back.
The company I wanted to work for is on a hiring freeze. Bullshit, anyway.
That's my life. I don't know if these guys want to do it. I might pull in some other people. I think we might try to do an Oscar special as well this weekend, just to kind of randomly guess stuff. It never really works out because I have no idea any feedback.
Gravity. Gravity again. And then Leonardo's going to get snubbed.
If that happens,
Jennifer Lawrence is going to win another Oscar. And then that African dude from Captain Phillips is going to win Best Supporting Actor.
That could not have come out any worse.
Sam doesn't know how to phrase himself, if you ever follow him on Twitter.
He's literally the African person in the show. It's not like it's not just the black guy from Captain Phillips. It's the dude that plays the super African.
The super African.
He's like, what's
his name?
This is
fun.
His name is
Barkhada DB.
The super African.
Super African.
Yeah.
He removed his t-shirt and he has like an African bag on it. Anyhow, yes.
We're all going to hell.
In a hand basket, but that's been known for a while. And because it is, hopefully when this episode comes up, I think I'm going to post some of the video games I own on the website's Twitter, which you can find at Nerds on the Rocks. Just because I've never actually read these. Some of these just sound so utterly generic.
Oh, I'm convinced there's a reason why I don't read the back of the box, because I'd be so turned off by any game that I ever buy.
And if you write things, or if you know somebody who writes them, please put us in touch. I want to meet the person who sits back and has.
Oh my word! Like, can you imagine, like, the guy sitting, you know, behind the computer typing up this description and being like,
"Yeah,
oh man, this is just awesome."
He doesn't think that. You know what he thinks? He starts off thinking like, yeah, and in a time where this guy and like has to go through these trials, and then some like big CEO comes up behind him and goes, yeah, that's not gonna sell. Do it again, but you know, more generic. I want to do exactly like Matt.
We need choice in there. We need epic, voyage.
Whoever writes
these,
immersive.
Hey,
Destiny.
Hey, seriously? Seriously? You want to know something? You want to know something?
You need to make choices.
I was legitimately going to look up the box art for Fuse and read off that and see how long it would take you guys to figure it out.
Titles and made stuff up.
The
U.S. president must save Earth from alien overlord blank using an arsenal of superpowers and strange weapons in the wildest open world game ever. The epic conclusion to the game that changed all the rules. Okay, that ending was shit. But the U.S. president must save the Earth from aliens is pretty... Like, that's a good tagline.
Yeah, it's Space Invaders, right?
Of course.
So whoever has the job to write on the back boxes, like, has one of the worst jobs.
Yes.
I mean, like, honestly, like, they are writing, and they got to be thinking, like, who the hell in the right mind is ever going to read this? Because this is absolutely... They could literally put anything that's not even remotely related to the game, and no one would even notice.
Yep.
We should totally do that one episode. Is make up our own for the back of some video game.
Oh yes. No, can we do that like 2 weeks from now?
Well, we're not gonna review this idea so quickly.
Fine. Let's do it like during the summer sometime when there are no games out.
Or April at this rate.
Just do a modernized version, straight to the point, like explanation of games. I think that would be a lot of fun.
But Yes, we'll catch you.
This game is broken. You play as a character sometimes. We run around the world.
Microtransactions.
Okay, before you folks get into that, for Justin, Sam, Sean, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks episode 162.
Goodbye.
I had fun.
I had a ball.
It was all right.